It's Miss P. We have Lady C on the line.
Hi.
And we
this
have Freddie.
Fabio.
Freddie Lawrence.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hey, Freddy.
Hi, Freddy.
Hi, how you ladies doing?
Doing so good, so good.
Good.
Now, Freddy, I don't know if you heard my proposal to you in the last show.
But no, I
because
did.
Because I said...
But,
you did, you know, because I'm still, okay, because I'm still looking for a ring that's suitable enough for one of your.
I will put a ring on it. There's no question about it. I will put a ring on it.
That's what
okay,
I was saying.
You guys have to promise me something, okay? You got to promise me that I can record the honeymoon.
Okay.
The honeymoon?
I'll be your camera guy.
I'm down, lady.
I'm so down. I'll do the editing,
well,
everything, okay?
She, I mean, if she's down, like,
in Paris Hilton,
say happy
the
wife.
Night on Paris Town, whatever.
Oh,
oh,
oh
my goodness, that's exciting. Good times, for real. Good times.
If she's down, what can I say? Happy wife, happy life. I don't know.
Whoa.
You know,
hello.
Exactly. I'm just saying because I was like, I love Freddie so much that I'm starting to get obsessed with him. Like, you know, I got to control myself. I want to go to his page every day. Like, what is he doing? What is he saying funny today? You know, it's like, let me make sure no one's saying anything to my man.
I'm glad you got my back, babe. I appreciate it.
Exactly. Someone told me last night that I had stalker eyes, and I was like, whoa. That's the first.
Is that like stars, little stars inside of them in your stalker eyes?
I was like, Lady Carrie, that was like the first time I ever heard that, but I just thought it was so hilarious. People usually say I have like those seductive eyes, and then he's like, you have stalker eyes, and I'm like, what?
Whoa.
Which one of you two posted in the morning about the creepster messaging you in the morning? That was hilarious.
Oh, that
was
dying. Me, Freddie. Yes, that was me. I was walking to the bus, and I just can't stand when guys, you know, it's okay to be polite. Hey, good morning, sweetie. How you doing? Thank you. Have a good day. But then they, can I get 5 minutes? I can't get 5 minutes? Like, okay, now I'm creeped out, and I'm just walking. I'm just going to keep walking.
I think it's, like, creepy when they start off with, like, hi, sweet. Like a good morning is okay, or a good morning, have a nice day is okay. But, like, good morning, sweetie, can I have some of your time? Like, are you serious right now? What's going on? Like, that gets to be a little much.
Exactly. And then you turn them down nicely, and what happens? They're ready to kill you with their words.
I'm a small town boy. I don't know. I don't know about New York. I would just be like, keep my head down and keep going, maybe.
Yeah, they get a little bit crazy. They really do. As far as, like, if you don't want to really talk to them and stuff like that. But, you know, when you challenge them with a bowl, like, it's like when you challenge them, they pull out that red little blanket that you wave in front of a raging bull. You know, and when they do that to me, it's like that whole little blanket comes out and it's like attack mode. And no, I can't beat no man. I can't beat no man, but that's why I got to turn into that bull. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not going to come and say anything you want to say. I'm not
These
scared.
Times are really
I mean,
crazy.
They are
you know.
Really crazy. And sometimes you have to use your decision, conscientious decision on what to say. Because sometimes even if you don't say anything and turn away, they could just snatch you up.
Right. Cause that could be
hard to tell.
That can make them more mad than anything. So you never know.
You know? Exactly. One time I was on a train late at night coming home. And the dude was like, oh, I'm going to get up and slap you in your face. I mean, look at me. You know, I'm like, what?
What?
So I was, like, shook because I didn't understand what the heck. So I thought, I'm looking around, but it's just me and him on a train. So I moved to the next car. He comes to the next car with me. And he said, oh, you think I'm moving? You won't get slapped in your face, you know, like that. And I'm like, what the hell? Is this, like, really happening to me? And then when I started talking to him, and I said, are you okay? But I didn't say it, like, in an effed up way, normally I would get, like, in my aggressive bull status mode. But I was just like, are you okay? Is everything okay today? You know, whatever, whatever. And he was just, like, calming down that, you know, it was, like, all of a sudden because I started treating him like a person and not ideally treated him probably like the world treats him, like a crazy man. His whole temperament changed.
No.
And he let me get off that train without following me or whatever, because I was like, Jesus, you know that I need to be home and need to get home. So I just had to use reverse.
Man, and show them to the police, okay? That's what
yeah,
I mean.
It sounds like you turned into more of a psychiatrist than anything.
Right, exactly, but at that point.
How's your day going? Is everything all
right? But sometimes.
You're mentally stable.
Right, but sometimes, Freddie, sometimes people need that in their life. You know, sometimes people just don't get acknowledged. And it starts to mess with them because they feel like they don't exist here, but they're here. So I guess just that, I can't explain it, but just that, how was your day, how you doing, are you okay, just kind of changed his mind, and I made it off the train okay, so that's all that mattered to me.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to tell when somebody's going to, you know, get crazy on you. You just never know.
Yeah, you just never know, but you are a brave woman, okay, because I would have, right when he got in my face, acting a fool, I would have snapped a picture and showed it to the police, like, this man verbally assaulted me on the train. Get him.
But you know what happened?
When
that situation happened, it was so many years ago that they didn't even have camera phones. So there was no snapping of pictures unless it was them snapping pictures of my mutilized body, okay? Because phone cameras were not in existence. We had those little two-way pagers and beepers then. So this was like that long ago.
Do they make beepers anymore? Do they make beepers anymore? That's the funniest thing to me. I don't know.
I mean, they do for doctors.
Do they
do
for doctors?
On call? Doctors and SWAT teams, you know, people that have, like, major jobs like that for crisis, they do have pages for.
Are you sure? Really?
No, I'm 100% positive.
They just don't call their cell phone or something? That's so crazy.
No. They page them.
It's so weird to watch old movies and somebody will be just, like, walking down the street and their pager will come off and they'll have to, like,
remember, to, like,
a pay phone. I'm like, there'll be, like, certain codes for, like, what if
it's... I love my Motorola little beeper with the gold chain. I used to rock it, like, it was, like, the best accessory on my body, like my pager. Then you would write the messages backwards, the numbers.
Right, you could put on, like, secret codes if you wanted to say something.
Yeah, but you had to, the only jacked up thing about having a pager is, like, you had to walk around with a million quarters, you know, like, can I get $16 worth of change, you know?
I have an emergency on my feet where I need to hit up that payphone now.
911. 911
okay.
Number.
You,
that's what you need.
You gotta call 911 from the damn looking for a payphone. And they started pulling payphones off because payphones are $1 now to make a phone call in some cities.
I don't even see payphones anymore. I don't even know. I don't know about New York because I obviously don't hang out in New York a lot. But I don't see payphones. I got arrested. Okay, so I got arrested like 7 months
ago.
No, it wasn't a big deal. But the cop was like, you could have just walked and called somebody on the payphone because my cell phone was dead. And I'm like, are there still payphones? I'm like, where the hell's their payphone at? I had no idea. I had a couple of drinks and I was walking home. I lived in a small town at the time. So he, like, picked me up. He's like, you couldn't use the payphone. I'm like, where the hell's the payphone at?
Exactly. Like, do they even manufacture those anymore? But honestly,
when you
come out of my job in Manhattan, they have one right on the corner of my job.
And that's just because that's where Superman has to go. There's none left.
That's when he's going to change his clothes.
That's the only one left.
Wait.
And Superman's a thief, so if I see him going into a phone booth in a wheelchair at a course, then it's over, okay?
Wait, I need to just go off topic, really. You said wheelchair.
Sure.
And it just brought me to this video. Did you see, I posted this video on Facebook with this artist, and he has no arms. I'm not laughing because he has no arms. But he's a rapper, yes, and I have posted it on my Facebook page, and this dude made a video. His name is Mac Tay Capone, okay? It's on YouTube, and he has no arms, but he manages to put weed, smoke, he's on the phone using his feet. Like, they're really making a video. They're recording this guy do this.
What else is he doing? He's smoking pot, and then he's on the phone, and he's driving?
He's smoking pot. He's in the store, and he has, like, a bottle in his pants.
He's in the store.
And he's strolling with no arms. Yes, this man jumps off his wheelchair to walk away. And you know what he remind me of? I'm not trying to be funny, but a pawn piece to, like, the chess.
Oh, no.
You guys have to watch the video. He looked like a moving thumb, guys. I'm serious.
Wow.
Thumby. No, I'm moving.
No, in other words, he is like Thumbelina.
He's like an octopus with no arms. Just a head part.
I can't even visualize that. Like, you need to draw that down, Lady Carrie.
Have big heads.
You need to remold that in some putty and let me see what that looks like, because octopus with no arms, like, with no tentacles.
No arms. And wait, check this out. The video starts off with this kid coming to the car, and the rapper's in the car sitting down, and he rolls down his window. I guess he uses his toes to roll it down. And the kid puts money on his lap, but he can't pick up the money. He's just rapping, and the money stays on his lap. And he's
oh, my goodness.
Was
this
like
made to be a comical thing or what?
It's not. It's really serious.
This is not a serious situation. They haven't been making a serious joke.
This is not a serious situation.
It's really serious. I wish we was on Skype all together on a conference and you could see this. You guys have to go to my wall.
I will see this as soon as the show is over. But
text me about this. I know it.
Yes, we're definitely going to have to talk about this again, and we're going to have to definitely have me and Freddie look at this before we can even go any further about this, because this is insane, okay? So tonight we're going
to
have on the show Music King and Zoo Bees. So we're about to call Music King and talk to him, unless you guys want to play his song first, and then we can call him up. What do you think?
Let's play his song.
I want to hear a song.
Okay, so
let's
play his song. And, a little bit about Music King is that he's a composer of all kind of music. He's really, really talented as far as, like, you know, he gives that jazz appeal to his music. And I'm really feeling the particular song that he sent me. It's called Looks Like Rain. So we're going to listen to that for a little bit. And then after that, we're going to call him up. So, Freddie and Lady C, this is Music King. Okay.
Music, go music.
Thank you.
Yes. So that was one of Music King's songs. It looks like Rain. Freddie, Miss C, are you there with me? Yeah. So how did you guys, I love that. I mean, the instrumental was
amazing.
Like awesome.
I mean, I've always been so jealous of anybody who is musically talented and anybody who can play the piano like that. I mean, I can't handle myself. I honest to God wish I had any talent like that at all. I would give a testicle or something.
Oh, okay.
How
about both?
Arms.
You give both? Okay.
I would give both my testicles and both my arms to be able to.
You know what I would
piano,
give
Freddie? I don't have arms.
I would totally give I would give for a breath lift. I would put in for a breath lift just to play music. I would do it.
You,
I don't want to give them up. I just want them lifted.
See, you're smart.
So let's see if we can get him on the line. Let's see if we can get Mr. Music King on the line so we can talk to him a little bit and see, you know, what's going on, so he can fill us in on, you know, any new projects or what he got going on, et cetera.
Do we know how old he is?
No. Hey, hello.
Hello, is this Music King?
Hello.
Hello, Music
hello.
King?
Hello.
Hello. Are you there?
Hello?
Music King.
Hello?
Is it Music King? Okay. So, I'm a little confused, guys, about that whole phone call.
I thought maybe that was the vocals to his
that was his new song.
It's like rain.
Maybe
we should
put vocals on the soundtrack.
I'm gonna have a heart failure.
Right? Should we try again? I don't know.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous. Huh?
Come on.
Okay, let's try again. Okay, go for it. You know, like that's Sylvester Stallone. Go for it. You know, he's boxing in the ring and he's just like sweating. It's like I'm over here around my room, like totally like jumping around, like go for it,
what?
You know.
Uppercut.
Exactly. Uppercut, jab, left, roundhouse.
I need to pour another. Glass.
Okay,
well,
pour
I
me
wish
one
I
too.
Had some. You're right.
Okay, we're trying again, guys. Let's see what happens.
Yes. Hello,
Music King.
Hello.
I was kidding.
Hello, Music King.
Yeah, this is me. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Oh, not much. I'm just relaxing a little bit. You know.
Okay. Because I was a little scared. You know, the first time you know, all I
heard was
hello.
Yeah, because I got the call and everything, and I was like, hello, I didn't hear nobody, so I said, well, let me just hang up and, you know, try again. How you doing?
Oh, good in yourself.
Yeah, I'm just relaxing and stuff, you know, I just, you know, woke up from a little nap.
Okay. Well, we were just giving you a call, like we said we were, to kind of talk about your music and, you know, things of that nature. We just listened to one of your pieces, Looks Like Rain.
Oh, yeah, that one, yeah.
Yeah, and that one is, like, actually one of my favorite ones, and, you know, the crew agree that that's really, really an awesome song. So, you know, I just wanted you to go in a little bit and tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how long you've been doing music, et cetera, like, fill us in.
Well, basically, you know, I took interest in music at the age of 5, and, you know, when, basically, over time, you know, I just learned how to recognize good music as I was growing up, and I really never thought that I would be, like, actually creating music, but when I actually got the opportunity to start creating music, all the knowledge that I have had of music since the age of 5, it came to surface. You know, so it's been a long time and a lot of years of, you know, listening and paying attention and analyzing. I started analyzing music at the age of 5.
Wow.
Wow,
so,
that's,
you know,
deep. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I know pretty much a lot about music, and it might show in the music that I create. You know, I'm able to create any style of music as of right now. Any genre, any era, any decade, you know, I'm able to create, you know, whatever. Even multicultural.
Right. So you have a lot of your pieces that you have on YouTube and stuff like that, and I just think this is so awesome, the way you take the, you know, combination of the different sounds and blend them all together. Is that something that it took you a while to, like, master, or is just something that just came, just like the whole music thing overall?
Well, I feel it's something that comes natural. You know, like I said, I took to analyzing music, you know, since, you know, at the age of 5. So, you know, I don't know. I find myself to be very diverse. You know, it's almost without effort. You know, I can switch from styles to, you know, from style to style, almost without even thinking.
How are you
I feel it's a God-given gift.
Okay.
How were you exposed to all the multicultural music in the first place?
What happened?
How were you exposed to all the multicultural music in the first place?
Oh, how were I exposed to multicultural music in the first place?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, well, actually, you know, growing up, you know, I've heard everything, you know, I've heard every type of music, you know, so it's almost second nature when I hear any kind of music to mimic it, you know, to mimic the style. I can hear it one time, I can hear one song almost, and almost I'm able to mimic it. Like I said, it's a God-given gift. And, you know, and I take it and I use it, try to use it to the best of my knowledge.
You learned a lot by ear. That's how you learn the music, but listening, ear, you know, catching on. Also, music, I wanted to ask you, how about your uncle? I know you have posted on our main page that he played the guitar for James Brown's group.
Oh, yes.
And
my
I
uncle,
didn't know James Brown had a group. Like, you
that
in the light.
Oh yeah, he had the most popular band in maybe music history. The JBs stands for the James Brown Band. My uncle was James Brown's lead guitarist, and he was just maybe from the late '60s to like maybe like early '77. JBs formed in like 1970, and they disbanded and early 1977, and you know, he was James' lead guitarist along with there was Bootsy Collins, you know, that entered the group in 1970, and Catfish Collins, Bootsy Collins' brother, and you know, it was my uncle, and you know, and Fred Wesley and Macy Owen, you know, and they formed this band, and they titled it the JBs in 1970, and they lasted till early 1977.
Wow. Cool. Amazing. So what, any future projects that you have working on music? I see that you have quite a lot of pieces on YouTube. So for all the listeners, I just want you to know that this man has like a billion pieces that you can just go up and enjoy because he just, it's like he works night and day. Like, I don't think he ever sleeps. That's why we got him in tired mode, you know. The one time he decides to go to sleep, we call him, you know.
Yeah,
so tell us about any upcoming projects, the pieces that you personally, like, you know, not to say that all your work you don't cherish, because, of course, when we create something as the artist of this creation, you can appreciate it, but we also have pieces that we stands out more to us than other pieces. So Let's tell us about that. What pieces touch you more than other things that you have created, and why?
Well, there was one, After the Rain. Is another track that I did. It's that one wasn't played today, but it's a track that I did, and You know, and it was funny when I created the track After the Rain. It was I was just sitting in my room and it was raining outside. And I just created the mood, and I got the track out of that, and and it kind of touched me a little bit. You know, I've written lyrics for it, but you know, I'm just looking for the right person to sing it. I have a lot of pieces, and there's a lot of people that I would potentially like to work with. There's Rafael Sadiq. There's Alicia Keys. There's Erykah Badu. There's a lot of artists.
Miss
P. Nature.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind. I might cut you a track, Miss P. One day. You never know.
You don't want to ruin your good name. Don't do it.
I can make the magic happen for you. I'll find your talent somehow.
Okay. It won't be through singing. See, because I'll be like, me. No, you don't want to do that. No.
But
we don't want
what?
That on the track.
But you know what, Miss P, I got to tell you this. There's one artist that I really am looking to work with right now. And I believe you know her very well. Ms.
Patty
Hearst?
Yes, mm-hmm. Patty's video. Oh, my goodness. I really didn't want to bring this up today because I was just like, she's going to come on Saturday and talk about, you know, do her poem piece for us. I don't think Lady C had a chance to see it, but it's so beautiful. Like, she caught me when I was at work yesterday. And
you know
I was
what?
Like, she said, look at it on YouTube. And can I just say music? I mean, I don't know if you helped her out with that or whatever, putting it all, composing it and stuff like that. But, wow.
No, you know what? You know
awesome.
What? I got to let you know. This girl, she put it together. She did it on her own. She hooked it up, you know. And I got to give her props for that. You know,
yes.
She's incredible. You know, and I mean,
yes.
You know, that's an artist that I'm looking forward to working with. You know, I hold her in high regards. I think she's going to be, you know, to me, I feel that she's going to be the queen of hip-hop. Usually I'm not
yes.
wrong.
Right. I mean, Patty is such an – she's a very, very strong, outgoing, talented individual, and I can't see her going down. I don't see it going that way for her. As long as she remains focused – on her craft, she's always going to be good. As long as she keeps good people that love her sincerely around her, she's always going to be good, period. But that piece per se that she's going to be doing this Saturday real quick is really, really, it touched me, you know, and I had to show everybody that came into my office that piece yesterday because it was just, like, really, really phenomenal. So, Patty, shout out to you for just the artistry. Thank you for sharing that with the world.
And let everybody know, so on YouTube, My Sweet Valentine by Patty Hearst. That's Patty Hearst, PattyHearse. You know, so anybody, you know, listening, you know, check that out. A little Valentine's Day thing. You know, you might have a.
Oh, and not to correct you, but it's PattyHearse.
Yep. PattyHearse. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for correcting that for me. I don't want people to mess it up.
Yeah. Right. We want to make sure they go directly to the link, not around it. You know.
Exactly.
You know what's crazy? Like when we interviewed her the first time, it's something about her through the phone. Like she has an innocence and like a humbleness that's gonna push her further. You know, a lot of people they already come up cocky. She has like this innocence, but it's like. She knows what she's doing.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Like, I don't know.
You know
we love
Patty.
You know what it is.
Yeah, I definitely
We Patty fans, too. We're Patty fans, too, music. We love Patty. Patty and I had a long convo yesterday. We love Patty, just like you do. We
yeah.
really do.
You
we
know,
see her
you know, look,
at the
all
top.
All I got to say is, you know, to all the haters, you know what he can do.
That's
you know,
exactly.
You know. I don't want to say you know where they can go because it's kind of like, you know, right?
Definitely. Definitely. So back to Music King for a quick second. What do we have going on for you? Anything new that you have coming up? Any projects, any new songs, anything as far as like in the community, anything good going on for you?
Actually, right now, I'm just looking for the right people to work with. You know, I got a couple of people.
Okay.
But you see, the thing about it. You know, with different people and different artists, it's like I don't find people that I would like to work with very easily. You know what I mean? Because you know, a lot of the people, if I had to work with them, a lot of people that are out right now, if I had to work with them, they wouldn't even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't work with them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The most, you know, there's a lot of artists like that. I ain't gonna name no names, but you know,
right.
You wouldn't be existing right now if it was up to me.
Fine.
Because they'd be like on Amateur Night at the Apollo with me. You gotta be able to like sing for real. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You gotta have,
you better
like,
rub that log. You better rub that log and hope Music King likes it. You better rub that log.
I'm saying, if it ain't that, I can't do it. I can't like speak and stuff and, you know, vocoding shit and all that. I can't be doing that, yo. You gotta be there.
Yeah.
You gotta know how to sing. You know what I'm saying? Because when you get on stage, you know what I'm saying, the truth is gonna be known. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be garbage
mm-hmm.
on stage if you're not nice, you know what I'm saying, and you get in the studio and you're not nice, when you get on stage, you're going to be garbage. You know what I'm saying? The truth is going to be known. You know what I'm saying? Your true talent shines when you get on stage, so you got to be a true artist.
That's very true. Very well said. How can people look at – I'm sorry, Lady C, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, now these days, you really don't have – need much. Like, auto-tunes and everything that's out can – switch somebody's voice,
you know,
from sounding like me to like Whitney Houston.
You know that, all that auto-tune stuff. You know what? I can't take it no more.
Yeah.
I can't
right.
take it, really. All that auto-tune and stuff like that, I'm really like sick of it. Because it's like with all that auto-tune and stuff like that, it's like we almost don't even have a need for real talent anymore. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it's hurting the performances. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the truth
yeah.
is always going to be known when they hit that stage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really not feeling
the
auto.
They've actually adjusted mics. Like, now that I'm noticing
yeah, yeah,
like, a lot
I know.
Of performances.
Yeah, they are.
And
yes,
it's crazy,
yes.
right? It's like,
yes.
yo, even Kanye West, when he's singing and the whole auto-tune in the back, now they just, like,
yeah.
switched it up. Now it's live.
God forbid, you know what I'm saying, they have a little problem with it and it gets stuck.
Oh, yeah. It'd be Millie
right.
Vanilli. What's those two guys?
Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli, yeah, yeah. The auto tone don't come on and shit don't work.
Claim it.
I love you.
I
love you.
Well, yeah, how do you really sound?
I love you.
It's not the moon.
Blame
bro.
It on the rain. Okay, blame it on
I'm
the rain.
Fed on the sunshine. It sounds so bad, no.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, for the most artists, I'm just saying, yo, they giving people, like, awards and shit over and over again, like the same people a lot of times, because they ain't really nobody
yeah.
to give it to, really. I've
it's
seen,
so
like,
true.
We wanted to get honored so many times. I've
oh.
seen, like, you know, and they true artists now. They true artists, but they ain't nobody else. So, I mean,
yeah.
who else they do?
Right.
They got the honor, really. You know what I'm saying? Nobody
music.
Ain't doing nothing. Nobody.
Okay.
Yeah.
I heard one of your songs. It's Swagnificent.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
why do you use the Soul Glow? I was like, yo, he didn't use the Soul Glow from
you know
America.
You know what?
Let me tell you why.
I see things, you know what I'm saying, you know, with music. You know, I create music.
No,
like,
that was cool.
Like a picture, like a drawing, you know what I'm saying? It's like to me, like, okay, people talking about, okay, you know, they swagger. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's always talking about swagger. You know what I'm saying? So I said, well, you know what? Let me make something that, you know what I'm saying, that says swagger, you know what I'm saying, without even words put to it. Now, if it could say swagger without no words put to it, you know what I'm saying, you put add a little swagger to it, and you're good. Add a little lyrics, add a little whatever.
But
you know what I'm saying? I paint pictures in my mind of things when I do music, you know, characters. I think of the characters, you know what I'm saying, I think of the performance. You know, I think of all of that when I do a song. Like, you know, I got my
right.
characters I make up and create.
Stage.
That, you know, that Swagnificent, I got to tell you, somebody I had in mind when I actually did that song. I was thinking about Soulja Boy when I made that.
Oh,
okay. I said, okay, let me see, something that Soulja Boy would, like, you know, kick it to. We always talking about, you know, swagger and shit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I create characters okay. in my mind, then I just do a track. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so I think
and that's... It was
mm-hmm.
cool. Like I see what you're saying.
Yeah, go.
You did
go,
this
go,
specifically
go.
For him, like that vibe.
Yeah. No, I could take a rock group. You know what I'm saying? I listen to them. and I can create something around them. I could take a hip hop artist, create something around them. I can create a, you know, a reggaeton. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter.
Right. You don't have no limitations, and that's awesome. And I think that that's rare, but it's also, you know, a good skill to have. So, you know, I commend you for having that openness to be adaptive to just music in general, in the sense that I can take whatever, and it doesn't matter what type of music it is, and spin it around people, around the world, around just in general. So if people wanted to reach you, King, and do business with you as far as, like, songs and, you know, getting beats or whatever the case may be, how do they go about doing this?
Well, I have an email. You know, people will reach me at, and they can email me. You know, that's musicking0@yahoo.com. I got to spell it. That's music.
Hey, Muse, say it slower and say it, because you know what I'm saying. And show,
I'm,
tell
I'm
them how you spell it, because
it,
it's a little unique how you spell
I'm
your name.
I'm definitely going to spell it. It's M-U-Z-Z, that's double Z, I-K-K-I-N-G, 0@yahoo.com.
Okay, and on Facebook, do you have a MySpace? Do you have a Twitter? Tell them where they can find you at all your social networks at.
Well, you know what? let's see. That's Bernard Music King Edwards on you know, that's on Facebook.
Facebook. Mm-hmm.
I don't get on Twitter that much. You know what I mean? I don't really be having time. You know.
Well, just
put
it out there.
I do have a Twitter, and I'm gonna put it up. I'm gonna put the link up on my on my Facebook page, you know, for all those who want to, you know, maybe drop a line on Twitter. You know, wanna follow the kid. I'm gonna put it up there.
Right. Because the reason why I'm pushing it out there like that is because the man is phenomenal. You can also go onto the Intunes website, and he has some videos posted on the videos link. You can also go to YouTube. He has like a billion pieces up there under Music King. He's just phenomenal, and as a person, definitely, if you're looking for, like, a different sound or just good music in general, is a person that you guys should hit up on Facebook, Twitter, wherever you can find him in tune, just definitely do that. And you can also contact Lady Harriel or myself, Miss P, to also follow up if you guys didn't really understand the email or whatever the case may be. We have his information, and I'm sure he doesn't mind us passing along to you if you guys are twisted in, you know, in some of the information or whatever the case may be. Music King, you're the man. I just want to put that out there.
Yes.
And we love you, too. We appreciate you. This man draws as well, guys. So also, you can go to the Intune website, and that's HTTP. Intuned.web.com, and look at some of his work. Hit him up anywhere, anyhow. Just make it happen. Just make it happen. And as far as sources go, music, I have some sources for you. I'm gonna throw out there. I met this great guy named Blueprint and stuff like that. You can Facebook him under Blueprint, and he works with billions and billions and billions of people. So I'm sure. Yeah, you guys link up and get something started. I'm actually going to pass his information to everybody that I know. That way, because I think he's an awesome person to, you know, to collaborate with or just build something off, because, you know, from the conversations that he and I have had already, he just that type of individual that has, like, that foundation of for artists and people that's trying to, that you want to take it to different levels in the music business. So definitely Facebook him, World. That's under Blueprint on Facebook, definitely. So, Music, we're going to let you go and stuff.
Okay.
We love you, and we appreciate you taking your time to hit us
I
up.
I appreciate
you.
we appreciate
you. Music.
Definitely. So, keep us posted, and thanks for being part of the family. You know, we really,
yes,
that touches Lady C and I, definitely. And, you know, we're putting together a little bit of stuff, so we're going to keep you posted on that so we can all, like, link up and have, like, a big party and, you know, hang out and have good times
and
stuff like
okay,
that.
That's cool.
Okay. So you
well,
enjoy
God
the
bless.
Rest of your... Yes, you too. And
peace.
Thank you for the
peace,
understanding
music.
For Saturday.
Peace.
She said, peace. Music, is that the new thing now, Lady Perriel? Peace, we going back to the peace sign?
Peace.
Hey, you know what?
The world is so
angry. Ain't nothing wrong with peace. You know what I mean?
I
love it.
But what kind of peace? Like Medea peace?
It's peace. I leave in peace and I come in peace. That's it.
Okay.
Yes, that one. That one.
Exactly. No anger over here.
Okay.
No
so
anger.
We love you. Have a good night.
Love y'all too. All right. Y'all take it easy.
Okay. Bye. Yes. Is my Freddy still there?
Yeah.
Freddy's drinking.
Oh, and not Sharon.
Freddy's out of
check
about.
We have some callers on the line. So
yeah,
let's take some calls, guys.
Yay.
Caller, you on the air?
Caller.
Your time to shine.
Your time has shine. It came and went.
It's gone.
Call us back.
With the wind.
Caller, you on the line?
Hello?
Caller, you're on that line.
I heard them.
Hi. Hello?
Hello.
I heard somebody. That was
yeah,
crazy.
I did too. Okay.
The woman.
Well, callers, you can feel free to call us back, you know,
please.
And speak with Freddie.
And actually talk, please.
Yes. To speak with Freddie and speak with Lady Carrie with myself.
You're
going to
be a caller. You're on the line. That means say hello.
Well, Freddie, you tricked Miss P earlier when she called you. I heard you say hello.
I know.
And Miss P was like, oh,
and
he was like, that was me.
I didn't expect him to pick up so quick, and then I was like, oh shit. So, I'm like hello. And then it rang one more time, and I'm like, oh, that didn't work out well.
Definitely. Like that piece you posted, Lady Cario, on that wonga.
Oh wait, oh the wonga. It's actually in South Africa. What it is they're using antiretroviral drugs for HIV, the HIV antiretroviral drugs, and they're mixing that up with rat poison and marijuana. Now, they're
what?
Mixing this up, and they're smoking this.
Freddie said, what?
The
party.
Antiviral that helps people, they've used, because, you know, in South Africa, it's a high rate of HIV.
Right,
so
but
now
what,
I guess,
that do, what kind of high does that give you?
Oh, my
it's
God,
really
a phenomenal one.
These
real,
people
so,
are
so,
using.
So this
hope.
Is like a party.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's like a death party. Okay, dropping. Like,
no.
If you want death,
it's a suicide mission.
Take it.
Okay.
No whole
suicide. It's a suicide mission. Aboard mission,
that's
people, if you're listening. Aboard mission.
Aboard.
And a rocket to be launched, okay, to
okay,
death.
Okay, because, like Lady C was saying, it's just crazy. When she posted it on her page yesterday and I looked at it, it's just like a whole new high. How do you take medication? And what they're doing, Freddie, is they're beating up people that they can barely, it's a poor country as it is. So basically the medications that they do have for people that's over there,
right,
that's affected with HIV, they're getting beat up with their medication,
right,
by the people that are on drugs.
That's horrible. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's getting put to waste. That's horrifying. You guys, how
but
am I missing your videos? How am I missing your videos? I
you better stop
that.
Missing
oh,
them.
No.
You better be on time with those because
yes.
when you want to show,
on.
You got to know what's going on, Freddie.
Yeah, I want to see these videos. I want to see them. I haven't seen them. The only one
you
I
have
actually
have.
I've got too much going on my page. I'm too busy posting shit myself every 2 seconds. The only one I actually got to see finally was the kid that was cursing like a crazy person. Because one YouTube sent it to my inbox, and that's the only reason I got to see that.
Yeah, I
oh
sent it to your
goodness.
Inbox because you needed to see that. It was
yeah,
just that crazy.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed off about it.
It was
but
really that crazy.
That was,
oh, my goodness, before I forget, I wanted to share a little joke with y'all because we're going to have a segment coming up for teenagers, right? I have a teenage goddaughter, right? And I took her to eat the other day. It was her birthday or whatever, but mainly just because we didn't hang out for a while. So we go to eat, and it's a particular conversation about breath, you know, how your breath smell came up or whatever. And we know someone that we've known for years and years and years that just had this breath problem or whatever. So I'm like, well, someone needs to tell her, you know, and I'm just as guilty because it's like, it's not like I ever went up to her like, say your breath stinks.
Oh,
so
no.
I said, you know what, that breath comes from the inside. And she was like, why do people breath smell like that? She brush her teeth all the time. I see her. And I said, that comes from the inside. So we're going to have to take some Mentos and stick them up in the inside so they can come out with minty fresh, right? So then she said, well, if we do that, Godmommy, then it's going to be minty doodle balls. And I fell out. Because what she's trying to say is that the lady's breath smell like doodle already. So if we stick mint up in her, they're going to come out like minty doodle balls.
Oh, my. But you know
yes.
what? That's true. Because I know stink breath. I don't know them, but you could smell when somebody tries to cover up bad breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
It's because they have halitosis. Their stomach is like
yes, they
up.
Have conjunctivitis in their mouth. They have halitosis. They have the shingles. They have freaking meningitis. They have they have mono. Okay.
Why not? Why not?
They riddled with freaking. With all kind of stuff because, you know, if your breath smell like that, it just can't be one source to me. It got to be like a combination platter.
It's the rat poison and HIV medication.
Yeah. But if it was, I bet you that HIV medication and that rat poison would have knocked it out of her, that funkiness.
Whoa,
okay, because that's if
it's
just one of your inside, you don't have nothing left.
Her whole body would have been smelled like that, not just her breath, I have a feeling. Gosh.
Now the whole family is starting to smell like that. I mean, I was like, don't anyone have a nose in that whole household? It's like, you know that little cartoon, I don't know if you guys seen it, it's for adults. And they all were sleeping next to like a power plant, and then all of them have, what, the father don't have legs, and one of the brothers have an eye, one
Whoa.
Eye, one eye. I can't even think of the daggone name right now, but I'm going to get back to y'all on that thing. But it's just so funny because it's just like people know, they know they have disabilities in this cartoon. So how come people with bad breath, bad odors are not conscientious of their hygiene is beyond me. And people that sleep with these people, especially men that sleep with these women that smell like onomatopoeia or freaking
Whoa.
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, have problems.
Because they're just as immune to the smell as they are, the females or the males. If they're immune, their nostrils have been burnt out to be okay with the smell. So
they have literally walked away from women with these conjunctivitis bodies untouched.
Like, yeah, son,
I went in on shorty. Which one? That one. She got conjunctivitis. I don't.
Conjunctivitis.
How do you?
All over, okay?
Oh, no.
The Teflon guard. Like John Gotti.
Untouchable.
John Gotti.
You know how many times John Gotti got arrested without being arrested?
I got.
Like Lindsay Lohan, too? Like that?
I think he was a little sneakier than Lindsay Lohan, but
Lindsay Lohan and Charlie
it,
Sheen.
Okay, all these people that just go to jail just to... Okay, people that go to jail just to walk around a court house, nothing else. That's
exactly.
It. Let's go for a day part. We're going to go have a picnic in the courthouse today. That's all they do.
They've
got
to get
it's not even real justice. At all.
You know,
so Freddie, how you doing
as far as
situation, the car accident and everything?
Everything's actually going well. Freddie's healed. Well, Freddie's. I'm making you talk to myself in the third person. Freddie's healed well. Freddie's healed well, and everything's going good, and the insurance company started to jack me around a little bit, but Freddie can turn into a bitch real quick, so, everything's actually turned out really good, so.
Well,
I'm gonna miss my car a lot, but I'm getting a new one, so it'll be all right.
Right. You know, like I said again, I'm just happy like we have our Freddie. You know, that's why I have to hurry up and put a ring on it because you know I gotta calm you down, tame the tiger.
You want half of what I'm worth if something happens. That's what you want. I know how you work.
Okay. Whoa. Exactly. I'm going in for the kill, Freddie.
I don't blame you.
I know, right? Look at me. Why wouldn't you go in for the kill, right? Yes, exactly. The next person we're going to be interviewing is going to be Zoo Beez. That's Zoo, ZOOBEEZE. He sent us a song as well. And the name of the song is called Another. So I'm going to play that song, and then we're going to give him a call and see what's up with him and all the million things that he has going on, too, because he's very, very young, and he's just, you know, making leaps in the things that he do. So we'll find all up about those things when, you know, we talk to him. But for now, let's just listen to the song. This is Zoo Beez, guys. Another.
Yeah.
Woo!
Zoo, smack. Can we turn it up a little bit?
Turn it up.
All right. Yeah. Nigga. Yeah. All I do is listen to beats, cause I'm a big beat. All I do is sit up and feast and try to eat. Get a plate then, go on get you some. We gon' smoke it up, then roll another one. I ain't high yet, bro, roll another one. Goldini got the beat, he made another one. Demi on the beat, second to none. Tell him who I am, the prodigal son. BZ baby is a month. 24 hours to live, give me my Nantucket. You know I'm smooth, never slip, I keep them birds clucking. You half stepping with crutches, I guess your plan wasn't going as planned, so I guess they can't tell me nothing. I am the man with my we the man of ruckus. Cause can't touch us, try it, we some ham. Now tell these niggas what I'm doing with my hand, brother. All I do is listen to beats, cause I'm a beat. All I do is sit up and feast, you try and eat. Get a plate then, go on get you some. We gon' smoke it up, then roll another one. Roll another one, roll another one. We gon' smoke it up, then roll another one. Roll another one, roll another one. I ain't high yet, bro, roll another one. Ride with them, cause they know he the hardest out. And I stay fresher than a kid with a smart mouth. When I get some money, I'ma cop myself a smart house. Fill a studio, anybody just a slaughter. The house invite show, but I catch your daughter house. Me and Benny Benson just chillin', smoking up. Three left core shirts facing another round. Now that's the type you doing when you uptown. We getting paper so that money always seem around. We pulling capers so them ladies to stay down. It's the principle, down the principle. The school of hard knocks on them blocks, boy, what they listen to. BZ baby animal, the that y'all planning to do. Get you haters damage and vanish cause I'm irrational. They showing they panties, that's understandable. Till they giving me all them Grammys. This how I handle you. All I do is listen to beats, cause I'm a beat. All I do is sit up and feast, you try and eat. Get a plate then, go on get you some. We gon' smoke it up, then roll another one. Roll another one, roll another one. We gon' smoke it up, then roll another one. Roll another one, roll another one. I ain't high yet, bro, roll another one.
Roll another one. Yeah, Freddie and Lady Carrie O. That was
all about that.
I was ready to get the ganja out. Like, yeah,
It was good. I was getting crazy in my bed by myself. It was getting nuts over here. I was all about that song.
Yeah, it was good, right? And then the one that we heard earlier was Ray Geronimo featuring Royale, and it was produced by Wise Wonderland. So, you know, that was also a good song. We didn't really get to... I'm sorry?
No. I'm just in the background.
We didn't really give them we didn't give them their shout-out. So, you know, they'll be coming on the show actually next week. So, you know, we'll hear more about them or whatever. But they're also awesome people. And as far as, like, Wise Wonderland and stuff like that, he has a lot of music, and he also sells beats and stuff like that. So I'm just putting a little plug out there for artists that's looking for new beats or whatever the case may be. But we'll get all into that when it's his time. So now I'm going to call Zoobies and see what's going on with another one.
And another one.
Call him up.
Exactly, because I want to roll another one.
And another one.
Okay. Shoot. Let's see.
Hello.
Stop it, Freddy.
Freddy the stalker.
Hello.
You
call me again, I'll cut you like a fish, Freddy.
Hang you up.
Yo.
Hi, Zoobies. This is Miss P.
Hey, what's going on?
And this is Lady Cavio.
What's going on? And you're on the line also with Freddie Lawrence.
Freddie,
so
we
were just...
Good,
yeah. With another one?
With another one.
And another one.
So basically, we just finished listening to your song, and we all three agree that we like it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the cool song, the beat and everything. And another one. And another one. I would have to get on the remake.
Another one.
Right, I might have to get on a remix.
The Intune remix, right?
With another one. Call us up and listen to another show. In another show.
Another show.
There you go.
So, Zoo, what's going on, babes? Tell us about, you know, you and when you got started in music, what inspires you. We just waiting to hear from you.
I know you're from the BX, right,
Zoo? Yeah. I'm from the Bronx. I'm from uptown. A lot of people mostly know the Bronx from the South Bronx, but I'm actually from the North Bronx, you know. The streets, you call it uptown or whatever. So, you know.
Okay.
Not too many people come from my side of the Bronx or whatever as far as this rap is concerned. So, like, I feel like it's a big thing for me to represent where I'm from and stuff, you know. But,
right.
You know, so a couple of my influences, basically, I don't know, I just listen to a whole lot of rap. Like, I'm like a real, like, hip-hop historian. Like, you go ahead and try to quiz me on whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm young, too. I'm only 20, so... I mean, most kids might don't really know much about, like, where like, everybody's involved in hip-hop in today's age, but not too many people know where it started.
Right,
so,
the history.
So why don't you fill us in on that for those that are listening that are not conscientious of how hip-hop, R&B, you know, rap and all that came about. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, I mean, hip-hop is not exactly music, you know what I'm saying? Rap is the music, but hip-hop is a lifestyle, and that's, you know what I'm saying, is the four facets of hip-hop. There's graffiti, there's rapping, there's DJing, and there's breakdancing, you know what I'm saying? And those is the original four facets of hip-hop. Like, that's hip-hop. Like, if you did any of those things back in the days, and you ran into different people in the streets in the city, young other kids, and that's what y'all was doing. And that was hip-hop. That was the way of life. It was how you lived, how you moved, how you talked. You know what I'm saying? That's hip-hop. You know what I mean? Rap is more like the soundtrack to the lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. I bet a lot of people wasn't even conscientious of that. So it says that you started, you know, into the music business at 11 you started, you know, making beats and stuff like that with your uncle?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I was, I started writing rhymes when I was, like, 9. You know,
excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, when I was, like, 9. But then when I was, like, 11, like you said, my uncle, he went and took me to record some songs or whatever. He went and got a little program on his computer or whatever, and he was like, you got to record the songs and stuff. Like, really, when I was a kid, I used to, like, you know, as a young kid, I like playing basketball or whatever, like, rapping. I just did it just to do it. Like, my uncle, he was really the one that was like, yo, you wrote any new rhymes? He pushed me, like, make me do them joints. So, like, he was the one that first started recording me, you know, and then as time went on, you know, he moved away. Like, we was all living in my grandmother's house. He moved out and stuff. So I kept going and recording myself, and it went on to now. Not only do I rap, but I'm also a sound engineer also. So, you know, I still got the home studio up and running, you know. But, like, if it wasn't for my uncle pushing me, I might have, you know what I'm saying, I might not even rap right now. And I don't play basketball no more either, so I would have been that self.
So you actually have a studio in home where you have other artists that come in and, you know, record and do all of that stuff at home as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, some people come through, and I've done a couple projects, a couple other people's mixtapes or whatever, help some people out. You know what I mean? I also do some songwriting, too, so I've written some R&B joints, you know.
You're going to have to write something for me, you know, because, you know, I could sing a little for 5 seconds. But the song only has to be 5 seconds long. If you go over 5 seconds, then you just messing up your whole career.
Can you, Billy?
I want to ask you.
That ain't too much action for a 5 second joint. I could do that.
Thank you. Go ahead, Lady Z.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I wanted to ask you because you said he started at 9. Do you have, like, because my brother used to, I remember he had, like, a little composition notebook, and he used to write, like, funny rhymes, but, you know, that was, like, the start off. Do you have, like, any of your old work that you look back and laugh, like, did I really write this?
Oh, yeah, that's the crazy part is that, like, in my crib, like, if you go in the closet in my crib or stuff, there's, like, notebooks in every closet, like you go in a drawer or something, you're always gonna find wild notebooks. And you know what I'm saying? You come to my mother's house and just look through drawers and stuff, you'll find wild notebooks. And most of them is filled up, some of them is half full, some of them, you know, like, and then the other crazy part is if we got, like, you know how you might have like an old computer in your house? We'll have an old computer and you go through one of them computers and it's a lot of the songs that me and my uncle was doing when I was little and stuff. So it's like, you come to my mother's house, there's a whole bunch of stuff from back when I was a kid. Like, that's the good thing. Like, that's why I feel like, even though I'm young, I feel like I'm seasoned as far as, like, my sound and how I craft my music. I feel like because I've done so many years of just recording, like, and I look back at all that stuff as just practice, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to make fake mixtapes, and I record like a 20-song mixtape. You know what I mean? This is when I was like 13, 14. Record like a 20-song mixtape with no plans on putting it out. I'm not trying to put it out or nothing. I just made it just to, you know, because in my head, like, I'm going to make a mixtape and put it out, and I listen to it on my little, I didn't even have an iPod back then. I had a little MP3 types. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like all that stuff helped me now where, well, I'm putting out my real projects and stuff, you know. Now I feel like I know exactly how I want my stuff to sound. Like, I've created the balance and the sound that I want.
Right.
To, you
know? Absolutely. I mean, that's just what it is in anything you do. Like, you start building a foundation from little. Some people don't even realize that you with certain things that they do today, they always had it in them from the beginning because certain things laid the sticks for that until, you know, afterwards. It's just amazing, like, how you knew from the beginning that you wanted to do music.
Or
know what I mean? That's kind of crazy, you know, because I'm like, now that I think about it, it's like I used to have a ton of Barbie dolls, and I used to do their hair all the time, cut it, dye it, you know, do all of that stuff, and then I wound up getting a cosmetology license. So I just think that when we're little, it kind of comes to you what you want to do. but some of us miss it and some of us miss it and then regain it.
Yeah.
If you understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I get exactly what you're saying. Like, I agree with you. Like, I do feel like, I feel like everybody has a talent. Somebody's put here to do
mm-hmm.
something. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just yours. Like, my uncle used to tell me, like, there's no such thing as luck. There's only season opportunities.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good man, because, wow.
Yeah, my uncle, I'm loving it to death.
And you know what? It's cool when you could have somebody to push you. Like, I think of with music, a lot of it is funny, but it's in the genes. Like, either your grandmother sing, you know, it's down the bloodline, and it's good when somebody can pull that out of one of their family members, you know, like you're his nephew. So it's good that
yeah.
he can really sit there and push you if you want to do that to do it. You know, it's always good.
Yeah,
yeah,
to have a positive role model.
Yeah, definitely.
It's always awesome, you know.
Big part of my life. My uncle, shout out
mm-hmm.
to Dave Zuby.
Absolutely.
So any
upcoming
features?
Huh?
I was just going to ask you, was his uncle, is your uncle on any of your feature? Like, do you have him on a song?
Oh, yeah. Actually, like, if you saw in the beginning of my video, it says, Next Door Neighbors Present Zuby. That's actually me and his production company. It's a little funny story because we made the name Next Door Neighbors Productions because when I was young and he used to record me and stuff, that we lived next to this old lady in my building, and she always used to come and tell us turn the music down or whatever. Like, but she would never tell us to turn the music down. She'd just say turn down the bass, like
the wall.
Turn the whole volume down, just turn the bass down. Like, that's what she always say. Like, I don't know. And we used to be like, how are we going to turn the bass down? You know, we had a little cheap computer speaker, so we like, there's no bass button. Like,
right. It's not like there's all those buttons that you could press and slap them down.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's how as we got older, we came up with the name Next Door Neighbors, because that's basically how we started making this music.
That's so cute. I love it.
Yeah, she was the first.
I might have had mirrors on her walls. You was making the mirrors fall.
Yeah,
she had mirrors on her walls back then. You know, they was plastered down. How people was gluing those damn mirrors in rectangle and square shapes on their living room wall.
Yeah.
Everybody, you went to my house, you couldn't miss two TVs
mirrors.
One on top of each other. One working, one not working. Why did we ever do that back in the day? Like, why do people be holding on to 16 TVs at one time?
That was the stand, though. That was the stand for the
You made the one a stand.
It was the stand. It was like, if that one was finished, it was just the good one would give you
oh,
a pop.
My
okay?
goodness.
Oh,
and everybody had a damn, if you didn't have mirrors on your wall, you wasn't down, boy. You wasn't hot and sexy. You wasn't grown and sexy without mirrors. I'm sorry.
So
you had at least have four
ones because you, dude. She got some missing ones because of you. She got some missing ones.
She lost a couple
they
mirrors.
They were falling off. The base was too small.
Oh, man.
But I admire that, though. I like that name. And I like the story behind the name. That's really, really good. It's really
yeah.
cute because people do bang on your door and your walls and all that stuff when you're making, when you're having, you know, a good time, whatever you're doing. They always, but they make noise is no problem. When you do it, it's an issue. So, totally.
Oh.
To totally relate to that. So,
yeah.
any upcoming projects? Because Fashion told me that you have so much going on right now that I was surprised that I was able to even get you or interview.
Nah. I always got time for Intune Radio, man.
Oh, my cheeks are turning a shade of red. Okay.
And blue.
And then a little white, because I'm going to represent the American flag in a minute. So we definitely appreciate the time, though, but I just want to get into it. And just always know that you can always follow up with us and, you know, the new tracks that you have coming out, new events, shows, whatever it is that you're doing. It's like we want to stay in tune to what you're doing so that way we can kind of help push that out there in the universe that this is what Zoo's doing today, Zoo's doing this next week, Zoo's doing this next month. Like, we want it to be like a family. That's how Lady Carrielle and I base what we do. as a family. We don't base on it as, like, we just trying to do this. Because
one day
what we're doing is not, we're not getting paid. This is not a career, you know, a job that we're getting a salary. We do it because we love people. We love growth. We love networking. We love the potential of the possibilities of the unknown. So we do this for that reason. So I want you to understand that there's a family with us here always. And forever, you know, because that's how we just flow. We love to have a good time, and, you know, we just love to love. That's it.
Definitely, that's what's up. I appreciate it. I'm glad I'm in the family now.
Definitely. And when you get a chance, you got to log on and officially join the family on our website.
I'm going to do that tonight, definitely.
Can you explain your name? How did? Cause
yes,
like,
please.
Animal, are you like... animal when it comes to music, like what's going on with that?
Well, I mean, like Zoo, I got the name Zoo because just basically that was like, you know, you might get a name in your hood, like you might be TT, you might be Pookie, whatever.
Nay Nay, Say Say, whatever.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I was Zoo, but as far as rapping, like when I was a kid, I was, you know what I'm saying, I did the little. But when I was young, like 11 type, like that's, I used to rap as T Money. You know what I'm saying? But that's a whole another story though. But then I, like when people started calling me Zoo or whatever, I was going by Young Zoo when I was rapping. But then I felt like putting the Young on your name, like I felt like it was kind of corny. Like this is around when I was like 16, 17. So I took the Young off and I was just going to Zoo. But then I was like, I felt like I needed a last name for whatever reason. So I was just like, I don't know, like, well, like I seen the video, me and my people was like, we enjoy Mary Jane, so.
Now,
Lou, you know,
you know, that's a little too much. Like, I love the song. I don't know what's, is that a James Brown sample?
Nah, it's actually a Spanish song. My man Ghost. You know what I'm saying? That's my man Ghost or Nostra. He produced that beat. He from Baltimore and all that. So
it reminds me of like
that
old vibe.
I don't know exactly where he sampled it from, but I should know that though. I should ask him. But I know it's a Spanish song though. But I just know when I heard it, I was like, oh, this is fire right here.
Zoo, I'm a little, like, I love the song, but the video was cool, but it was just, I know you could, come on, Zoo. Everything was, you guys had bamboo paper, like, y'all was getting it in. Hard body, and I was like, Jesus, man, like, Zoo is booted, Zoo, like, he was really on the rocket, okay, all of y'all.
So that's the B's and Zoo B, like, we just say the B's is for blunts. And then, like, me and my peoples, we just ran with it. So, like, all my friends, they just added a B's on their name. Like, I got my peoples, like, my man City B's, Benny B's. So we just call ourselves the B's brothers. Cause as you saw,
I like that, like a last name, signature.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So. That's the V's, brothers. V's is for blunts. But, you know, I couldn't call myself Zoo Blunts. You can't get on TV. You know what I'm saying? So I just, it's Zoo B's.
Right.
That's pretty much
exactly.
It. And my name.
So the Zoo part, they gave you the Zoo part. So you don't know what the Zoo could be about.
Oh, well, you know, I kind of, like, made my little catchphrase. Like, you're going to hear on the next single I got coming out. It's going to be the official single. Like, the two videos I shot was, like, warm-up songs, you know what I'm saying? And then this next joint I'm about to drop is going to be, like, the official single. It's actually called Animal, you know what I'm saying? Because I kind of coined that as, like, my little catchphrase. I'll be saying BG Baby is the animal, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's kind of like a play off the, because my name is Zoo, like, you know, but it's not necessary, like, because I feel like that'd be kind of corny, like, yeah, man, I'm Zoo, the animal, the beast, you know what I mean, like, I don't know,
because you're contradicting, like, in the zoo, there's animals, so it's like, you don't have to say what we know what the zoo has, you're saying it all in the zoo.
That's what I mean, like, so I didn't want to, But you know how some rappers be like another rapper has the name Zoo and he'll be pun, he'll come out with a big lion on his T-shirt or something. You know what I mean? Go get a tiger chain or something. You know what I mean? They do silly shit.
Time to get a Bronx Zoo tattoo, okay?
Huh?
Across your chest.
Yeah, nah. I mean, I do got a zoo tattoo, but it's not a Bronx Zoo. It's like it got music notes and stuff. You know.
Mhm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's cool. So, is any upcoming projects and stuff that you're working on now that you want to put out there?
Yeah, I got my EP coming out. You know what I'm saying? It's called Too Much Television. It should be on iTunes and all that. You know what I'm saying? I should be out in a couple of weeks, maybe a month or most. You know what I mean?
Right.
And after we do that, after that drops, you know, we're going to round up a couple shows and stuff, maybe do like a little small tour. You know, just in the tri-state, nothing too crazy, but just for a little promotion, get out there, rock with the people, and after that we're gonna drop the mixtape. We're gonna do a mixtape called The Return of Magic Johnson.
Uh huh. That sounds so awesome. No,
I just got one tip
really
for you, Beezy. Okay.
Huh? I didn't hear what you said.
She said she had one tip for you. What's the tip, Lady C? I don't know what happened to Lady C. We lost her. Lady C? Okay. Well, whatever that tip is, I guess she's going to have to follow up back with you on Facebook about it, whatever that is. I hope she don't forget her thought. But where can people reach you at, Zoo?
To connect with you
as far as like your social networks like MySpace, Facebook.
Definitely. You know, you can holler at me on the Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, all of that. Everything is /ZooBees. That's ZOOBEEZE. You know what I'm saying? ZooBees. And everything, you know what I mean? You can Google it. All my stuff is easy to find. You can go on NatPiff. Got some mixtapes up there, all for free download. I got 6 of them done, so check the weekly ham on YouTube, all that.
Right. Definitely, I saw that, and I'm definitely going to take those links and post them on our website, too, the Intune website, so that way people can automatically click on there and touch bases with you as well.
Yeah, definitely.
AC,
oh, yeah,
are you back?
I am. I don't know what happened. I was like, did I say something wrong? Because I didn't hear nothing. I'm
like she
want
punishment Zoo. We're going to put her on punishment Zoo. But,
I was
oh
my goodness, what happened? No, don't do that.
Nah, yeah. We didn't know where you went. You said you had a tip and you just took the bed.
I did. I was saying that, you know, because of your last name, why you got that last name. I said, stick to that, okay? Because even though that's a drug, it's not as bad as other things. Just don't get experimented to be like Soulja Boy, all these dudes doing other stuff and getting mixed up in the game, okay?
Yo, nah, that's not me. I don't smoke cigarettes and I don't drink. Like, that's all I do, you feel me?
That's still the gateway, okay? So I'm just saying, we want you to be successful.
Me and Freddie gonna have to blaze it up.
Absolutely,
okay.
Not a problem.
Okay, and Freddie, is there anything you want to ask Zoo before we let him go?
No, I'm just glad he promoted himself good, and he knows what he's talking about, and he's young, and he's got his shit in order, it sounds like, and I was digging his music, and he seems like he's got it pretty much straightened out for everybody, to be honest.
Yeah, and another one. Exactly. And just for our listeners and stuff like that, Zoo will be joining the Intune website. He'll have all his links and information will be on the website. Also, you can find Zoo, like he said, on Facebook, on Twitter. He's everywhere you want to be, you know. And plus, he's a cutie and he's talented, ladies. So I know. Hey, Zoo, real quick, just to cut myself off real quick in the middle of the ladies thing.
I know
how many
ladies going.
Do you have?
Man.
You know what's funny? Yeah. I was going to ask the relationship thing, okay?
You're going to get a guy
right.
in trouble.
he's going to be in trouble. You know, buddy, he's going to be in trouble with me because I was thinking about getting him, too. But I was thinking about polygamy, you know? So,
hey, you're going to make Freddie jealous. Stop it.
Yeah, I know.
Freddie is
she's
open.
No problem,
open. We just gonna bring one person. We're gonna have like five, like the sister wives, like the sister wives.
I don't
okay.
have a problem with that. It's
so good. Army sister wives.
Oh,
so
man.
we're listening to. We're listening.
Oh man, nah. I mean, yeah. I got a girl. You know what I'm saying? She's
nice.
Doing, you know.
Nice. You don't even have to go
nice
no further.
Comment. Right. That was
go no further.
Actually.
You know why you don't have to go any further in my mind? Because I commend you for even putting out there that you do have a girlfriend. So big up to Zoo's baby. And, you know, we feeling that. And we're just joking with him. So don't come and try to fight, have a street fight with me. Okay?
No,
or
a
radio
his
fight.
Is.
Call over here.
No radio fight. Don't battle me. Battle me. Don't battle me. You don't want none of this. No, I'm just kidding. But
you don't know Miss P. Yeah, she got some stuff.
You don't want none of this. Don't battle me, you know. Because you see, if you look at our video on YouTube, you already see I got dancing skills. So don't battle me. Don't have to battle me.
Okay.
So, again, Zoo Breeze, we love you. And we, you family, just know that always and forever. Stay in tune. Give us all your new music. Give us all the events. Let's just help each other, uplift each other, and put the word out about, you know, people like us that have these talents and we have these skills. And, you know, we just need to stick together for it to be seen, because without people being there to stand by each other, you can't really get nowhere unless you know someone that knows someone. And God knows how much they sold themselves out just to get where they are or to stay where they are. So,
that's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to build. You know what I'm saying? We all building.
That's it. Definitely. And I mean,
can we get much higher, right? Like Kanye West said it better. Can we get much higher? And how high?
Exactly. I want to sleep on God's roof.
What?
That's how high I want to go.
God's booth. Okay,
you know,
with the DJ.
On God's roof. On his roof,
No,
God's roof.
His
R-O-O-F.
Jeez.
And another one.
I think he'll take
and
you down.
One.
Like, okay, you too.
And you know who said that when I asked him this question? I said, you know, how high do you want to go and how far do you want to succeed? And this dude said, I want to sleep on God's roof. And I was like, whoa.
What?
You know, I'm scared after I got that comment, and that was from Young Rose. He was like, I want to sleep on God's roof. I was like, wow.
That is a pretty good comment back for sure, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know,
so
I got scared of him.
Okay?
So I don't even know if I'm going to talk to him anytime soon. He's talking stuff like that. It's a little bit deep. It's a little deep, you know.
Like,
he likes to keep it funny. He likes to keep it funny. That's funny. But anyway, Zoo, we love you. We're not going to hold you up with our finances. And antics. And you just keep us posted on all the stuff that you got going on that's, you know, all about you. So we can definitely
BZ's business.
Promote
okay.
All About Zoo Bees.
Oh, you already know, man. I appreciate all the love y'all showing me. You know, shout out to the whole Intune Radio. I mean.
Right. Shout out to Zoo Bees and the neighbors next door.
Hey. With the hanging mirrors.
Absolutely. And I will be
thank
playing
God.
Your other song and stuff like that. Do just let you know that, you know, every time you send me music, I may not play it all tonight, but it will be played at some point on shows. So don't worry about it. It's safe and sound, and it will always be pushed out there. And you can always send us new songs to play for you. So, you know, even when you're not on the show, we'll still play them. Okay, Zoo. Over and out.
Zoo had to go, boo.
I think he thought we were done, you know, already. But okay, we love you, Zoo. We
and
love
another
you.
One.
Thank you, Zoo.
Okay, so Lady C, did you see Dr. Wolf on the front of the Metro newspaper?
I didn't get to see it. I saved one. But I didn't. Is it on Google?
It.
Can I Google her?
I don't know. But you can probably Google Metro yesterday for the Metro AM. She's totally, like, how do you go to an underground street fight and then be caught texting.
That's hilarious.
And report,
like,
how
wait,
you texting?
I, texting?
Texting. T-E-X.
Oh, she's texting underground.
She's
what?
Text. No, she went to an underground boxing match. You know, like back in the days, they used
uh-huh.
to find designated spots and fight each other for money.
Yeah, like.
Mhm. It's like they started doing that in these underground places that people are not conscientious of in the city. So basically, she was able to stumble or find or whatever she did to get to this location, and the cameras got in, the newspapers got in, and took pictures of the crowd, and she was standing right dead center. You know how he is platinum blonde?
Yes,
and she's tall as hell.
Wait,
in
legs.
The middle of the right, in the front row, texting.
Oh, my God.
And I
goodness.
Said, here it is. You already caught up in a gang fight between the Bloods and the Crips, so you ain't even paying attention. And then you turn around to be texting in the middle of it, too. Like, where they do that at?
She ain't gangs in New York. Like, Leonardo was boxing over there. What? Are you serious?
Was yeah, it was
Wall
like that.
Street
it was like
somewhere
straight
hiding?
Up. Right, it was like straight up $50 on the table, and whoever beat each other to their death get the $50.
Oh, no, she.
That's
yo, Wolfie
crazy.
Is hilarious. That's an Amazon lady. She don't care.
She don't. She's everywhere she's not supposed to be, and I guess that's what makes her so interesting to me.
As a doctor, right?
Yeah, as a doctor, you don't believe the things that she just takes herself to do. You know, or that ice water, pole fishing, polar bear swimming, swift fishing, whatever the hell.
Oh, no.
All this damn surfing and breaking your leg and then still going back on the surfboard and then the surfboard busting in your head, getting stitches and you're still going back on the surfboard.
It's a good
all
thing, too,
that,
the doctor.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just crazy. Doctor or no doctor, you still got limbs and extremities that need to stay attached. You know, she's a roughie. She's a roughie. But, you know, one thing I can say about her, she lives life. She doesn't
yeah.
hold
well,
herself to any limitations.
When I get my
and her
ass
birthday's
in New
this
York,
week,
she's
too.
Going to have to show me around.
Exactly.
She's getting older.
Yeah, her birthday's on Friday.
Oh, you know she's partying hard.
Yeah. She's giving turn in ancient history, but it's all good. Another chapter in
don't
her book.
Don't say that. If she listens, she's going to freaking punish
I'm
us,
I'm going to tell
okay?
her tomorrow. I'm going to tell her she's trying to ancient history, another chapter to the encyclopedia. Okay.
Yeah, so
she want to give herself to Jesus in a minute.
Okay. With both hands out. Just accept
we're
it.
We're both here.
Oh.
Exactly. Just go in for it. It doesn't even matter anymore.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wait. Did y'all freaking see? Did you guys watch Crank Yankers?
No.
Cranky Yankers?
I've seen Crank Yankers before when they call on the phone and they call businesses and stuff.
Yes.
I mean, it's fucking I mean, it's hilarious for sure.
Yes.
I've seen it. I haven't watched it for, I don't think, years, but I mean, it's always been funny. And they always use
oh,
like little
my goodness, Freddie, you better go to Netflix and you better start looking at every from season
I didn't even
one
know.
Point.
I didn't even know it was still on.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. So just go to Netflix and freaking put in Crank Yankers, and they will bring
oh,
up
I
all
love
the seasons.
I remember watching all the old ones. I remember when they used all the puppets and stuff to do it. I loved that show. It was hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. That show is
I would just sit in my room and just, like, laugh, and my mom would walk in and be like, what are you laughing about? Like, never mind.
Okay.
She's like, what is going on?
No, I'm really being serious. Like, anybody who doesn't watch Crank Yankers is not an Intune fan.
They're messing out.
I'm telling you, that thing is so, especially that freaking Elmer Higgins, the old man. That old man is funny. He's like, you people, what the hell are you talking about over there, you people? Yo, funny. He's like, I ordered some chicken, and I got some beaks in my chicken. And she said, excuse me, sir, what did you say? I said, I got some beak with my chicken.
And they're
you
actually calling
going down
business.
My throat
calling
and scratching my intestines.
Intestines.
That's exactly what she said.
And his actual real business is that they're calling, like they're calling and doing this to real businesses, and it's, I mean, it's hilarious.
Are you kidding?
Yeah,
have
you ever thought of this
Arnold Schwarzenegger
ticket award? Huh?
Did you ever hear that prank call with Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like they took a whole bunch of movie clips and put it together and like was prank
no,
calling.
No, tell us
people.
About it.
Oh, my goodness. You know Arnold Schwarzenegger, his voice, Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice is, like, hilarious. So it was, like, remember Kindergarten Cop?
Uh-huh.
And all those different movies, like The Terminator, they took clips and was calling. And he was like, you're the girl of my dreams. They call, like, men. And then he was like, you're the girl of my dreams. And the man was like, I'm not the effing girl of your dreams. Like, he got mad, and he didn't realize that this was, like, a prank call because he was a little drunk. And he was,
uh-huh.
like, the Arnold Schwarzenegger was like, you son of a, you know, the curse. And he was like, I am not a son of a bitch. And it was hilarious because can't you tell this is Arnold Schwarzenegger, the actor? Like, how are you even arguing with this? Different clips. You guys never heard that?
No, where can we find it?
You can
where can we find it to hear it?
You can YouTube. You YouTube like prank calls, Arnold Schwarzenegger prank calls, and they you know his voice is already that Germanish.
Uh-huh.
It's hilarious. Uh-huh. You have to Google it on YouTube. Google it, YouTube it, but it's hilarious, I swear.
Definitely. I need to check that out, too, because if it's funny like that,
please,
then I got to have it.
Oh,
and you guys got to look
goodness.
At Patty Hearst's, you know, video, My Sweet Valentine
I'm
by Patty Hearst on YouTube.
Exactly.
It's on our Facebook
yes.
page, on the Intune Show Facebook
and
page. I think it's on my personal page as well. She looks absolutely beautiful. I must say, Patty, you go, girl. And she absolutely did her thing with the words and the flow and the way her voice sounds so, like, seductive, like, and all of that. I was like, whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Patty is like.
It was just like, yeah, it was like a whole nother Patty for real because I'm used to her, like, getting at you, you know, with her lyrics, you know. But this is just, like, really, you know, sexy, sleek, and. It was very well done, and
what?
I really, really enjoyed listening to it, and I enjoyed watching it, and I showed quite a few people, you know, the flow of it, and they were feeling it too, you know, because sometimes you don't have to be rah, 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 rah in a song to get a point
mm-hmm.
across, you know what I mean? Sometimes just subtle stuff like that, because in this day and age with all this madness going on in people's lives, it's good to have a fast song when you're in that mood, but it's also more than good to have a slow something you could jam to when you're in that mellow mood.
She does look gorgeous, too, by the way.
Yeah, you know, she
Ooh.
Definitely needs to, give herself pats on the back for that because I told her she looks absolutely amazing and I'm totally proud of her being focused and, you know, the transformation within herself that reflects so big to me. It's just crazy and I'm just grateful to have met her and, you know, we'll always have her as family, you know, because she's just awesome like that. So big up to her for that one. And
yeah.
Don't forget, Lady C and Freddy, when y'all get a chance, leave comments under the videos and social support.
I literally just did that as you said that.
Okay, thank you, Freddy. You know, absolutely.
I was literally sitting here and I had you guys on mute because I didn't want to have you guys hear me listening to the song, but I was sitting here listening to the video. Pretty damn good. And then as soon as you said that, it's when I commented, and I was just like, oh, I just commented.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Freddie, for doing that because, you know, Freddie, you're just
no,
like the most
fun.
Supportive, bestest, best ever, you know. It's like, where did God
That's
just send you to
for,
us?
That's what I'm here for.
Yes. God sent you to us without bows and ribbons, and When you get a gift
wrap,
no, bows and
ribbons, trust me.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure you do. Yes, he sends you to us in a baby basket. He says this is like Benjamin Button, you know, but better.
Yeah, kind of like Benjamin.
With no pamper on, like baby New Year's. Okay.
Like a newborn.
So what I'm trying to say,
I like that dancing baby on TV, that little dancing baby on the computer.
Right, that little baby
thing.
And another one. Okay. Well, you'd be like, give it to me, baby. Exactly.
I think this is another show we're talking about here. Give it to me, baby.
No, that's what the freaking thing be dancing with, little baby. Like, give it to me, baby. Give it to me, baby.
Yeah, the little
baby. I'd be like, I know that's right, baby. Give it to me. Come sit next to mama so mama can give it to your baby. Give it to your baby, you know.
Whoa.
Definitely. But I wanted to give a shout-out to Soul Ray again, holding down, helping us out that time on the show. Another shout-out to Freddie Lawrence for always holding it down and shouting out the ladies of
Intune. You know I love you.
That's what
he does all day,
you know, and we love and appreciate them. Shout-out to all our 755 listeners. We really appreciate and adore the response that we're getting. Lady C, do you want to add to that? Because I tried to go on yesterday to try to show as much love as possible, but, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I can't. It's just like I'm still shocked, like, wow, because you wouldn't just two average women just to be on. And Freddie, you, of course, you're down, like, two, three people, and it's crazy because we're not, like, getting paid for this. It's not, you know, this is not our job, but we just trying to, you know, network with people and have everybody connected. It's just crazy. I'm glad that people are listening. Hopefully they're getting helpful hints with, like, who they can go to for music and this and that. And maybe one day this can be bigger than what it is. It's a great feeling, and I am very happy for us. And just I'm glad that people are listening and enjoying the show, and hopefully they are enjoying it.
I just want to say, too, that whoever's listening and whoever listens to the show on a daily basis, just throw out your love to these girls because they're amazing. And if you give them love, they're going to give it back to you 10 times what you give to them, and they're amazing. And I know for 100% fact that they're going to be bigger than they ever think they could have been or ever thought they will be or anything like that. They're just gonna be huge one day. And I know that they're gonna come across people that are gonna become stars, and it may be people that they talked to today or have talked to in the past that they're gonna be big. And I'm telling you, if you give these girls love, they're gonna give it back to you 10 times or 100 times what you've given them. So, like they did with me. And I just loved them the first time I talked to them, and they've given it back to me like hundreds and hundreds of times back. So they're amazing. So call in and honestly give them love because they're honestly amazing. I love them.
That's all I have to say about it.
He's not getting paid to say this, guys. I swear he's not.
I only got a Magnum 55 to his head.
No, I'm not getting paid to say that. Absolutely not. But these girls have to get. You know, I know they love what they do, and they love networking, and they love the music, obviously, and they know what they're talking about, and they're good at talking about it. But it would be nice to be able to make this into a career for these ladies because they know what they're doing and they're good at it. So, I mean, what's better than having a career off of something that you love to do? So, I mean,
absolutely.
That never hurts. So I absolutely we want people to stick by you and stay with you, and all the artists that you've exposed and helped expose to a bunch of people. Hopefully those artists will respect you for helping you get their name out there, and hopefully one day you girls will really, really, really be big. And I don't doubt that.
Oh,
well,
Freddie,
you coming,
love Freddie? You so much.
You'll be on a horse with us, okay?
Yeah, you go right where we are.
Of course.
Wherever we are.
In a bottle of
without
wine.
Without our Freddie, without our Freddie, what else
Greece,
is there?
Yeah, with my glass stumbling all over the place.
Yes, without Freddie, we're nothing.
Jumping on
we
your bed, dude.
No, you're
good. Oh, yeah, hello. Let's see. Call you on the line. Caller?
Don't be shy, caller.
Okay, don't be shy. It's okay.
Well, bye.
Do you guys, I'm not exactly 100% sure how it works, as you guys know that. But I started my show for like 2 seconds, and then I have no sense of timing or scheduling or wanting to do anything like that. So I just call on your show and interrupt, really. I mean, that was my like main goal. It's like, why have my own show when I can just call and interrupt on theirs? But do you guys have like an area codes that pop up or no? On the call, like on the call thing?
Maybe
if you can you say like area code whatever you're on the line or whatever, so they know that who they're talking to.
Okay, no problem, Freddie. Here we go again. 646, you're on the line.
Hello.
646, 314.
Hello.
We're on the line. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay, this is Fatty Hurst. I didn't even try to call. I was just trying to listen. And when I heard you say, hello, I wasn't
Patty,
sure.
Patty, Hey, Patty.
I'm a new fan, babe, I have to say. I'm a new fan.
Oh, thank you, Freddie.
You're fantastic.
And you know what, guys? The video, I'm glad you liked the video, but it could have been a little bit better. The cameraman had bells on me, so I did everything by myself. I took the pictures. I recorded it. I edited it. So that's why it's still pictures. I really wanted to do a live, because it would have been more sexy if I could have did it like a live thing where I was dancing and stuff, but it just didn't happen. But I'm glad
that was
anyway.
Sexy. Aww. I like the way it is right
you.
Now because
yeah.
the way
I
it is like to me, it's artistry because you're not doing extra. It's just pictures. The pictures say a lot inside the pictures, the way you posing in the pictures and stuff like that. It shows happiness.
Oh.
It shows sexiness. It shows like, hey, look at this. My sweet Valentine,
thank
do you,
you
see this? Exactly.
You make me feel
so
much
to me,
better. Cause,
no,
I've
don't
had,
trust
I've
that, Patty.
Because I've had some feedback where everybody's like, well, it's just pictures. And I'm like, okay.
Well,
you know
what? Tell them,
y'all like
come
it.
On. Tell them that it's not about the pictures. It's about the words of the song. It's about the words.
Exactly.
The pictures are just added attraction. But it's the words, okay? So for all of
exactly.
those listening, you don't necessarily, it's just like picking up a book and you saying, I hate this book because it's no cover or it doesn't have, you know, it's so thick.
No pictures.
If you don't read the words to see what the book is about, how the hell could you judge it? So everything
and we're getting too much into that
not,
these days. And we're getting too much into that these days anyway with everything's based on what the video is doing or what the person's
right.
looking like or what, and it's not concentrating
exactly.
on the music. And I absolutely love, I think the video's, like she said, cute and sexy and fantastic and it's good. But the song's fantastic and people need to listen to that more than they're focusing on whatever
exactly.
you did in the video, even though I think the video's fantastic. So
thank you very
exactly.
much. I appreciate that. I appreciate the love from all the guys. Y'all make me feel good about what I do. You know,
no, it's
like
a
true study.
It's
thank
really the truth because, you know,
you.
I don't know if you listened to earlier, Music King, you know, he was like, Miss Patty Hurst, and definitely Miss Patty Hurst, because, you know, we love you just as much as he loves you, so we just have to let him know
aww.
That he's not alone with the love, okay?
Thank you.
Like,
that's
definitely,
so much.
Definitely,
so much
definitely. And I can't wait for you to call in on Saturday so you can do this on air because, you know, people need to understand, you know, what's that. We were saying about how jealousy, people don't want to see you go up. They always want to see you down,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they're not really doing the things that they need to do in their life. So, Patty, let them
that's
talk.
Absolutely.
They say, and you just keep focused and doing what you're doing because the more they talk about it, the more it's going to make you famous, okay? Because your name will be in everybody's
true.
Mouth all the time. So just let
hello?
And you just
how, I'm so mad
okay,
somebody would even...
Okay, so I love you, and I'm going to hear from
you
on Saturday. You
know what's crazy, too, guys? Look.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, too? One more thing. Not to pay attention to the negative, but the crazy thing, this guy, he heard it, and the first thing he said was, well, the mic was bad. The sound was bad. I didn't record that in the professional studio. I did
goodness.
It at home, you know? I mean, he could have
right.
said it was a good video,
what?
But everything he said in terms of negative. So I'm glad that I have y'all, you know what I'm saying, to knock that out of my head, because sometimes I will let the negative get to me.
No.
playing.
And brush it off your shoulder. Brush it off your shoulder, sweetie. Let it go.
I know,
let's
do
Patty,
it off. Okay.
I'm going to talk a little more about the haters.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. They're hating. They are hating. If somebody has something negative, instead of saying, wow, your words, you said some stuff, they have something negative to say. It just shows they're trying to make you feel that way, and they're discouraging
mm-hmm.
you from what you love to do. Just say, that, you know, that's cool. Yeah, all right. You know, just brush it off because, you know what, even if your mic was bad or whatever the case may be, are you serious? Like, is that what you focused on?
Exactly. So you don't really
come
yeah,
on.
Exactly. You're looking
on
for
the
something.
Wrong
looking for something negative. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to take them to heart because, as you see, he had HDS, ADD, HDS. He had Downey. He had everything. You know why he said that? Because if he didn't have an attention deficit order, he would have been paying attention to the music and not the sound.
The
so
word.
You can tell right
Thank
there
you.
He's a retard.
Exactly.
And I hate to talk about people like that, but honestly, exactly. Like if I say, Lady C, read this letter, and she's talking about the cover of the envelope, then I know she's retarded.
Mm-hmm.
Lady C is retarded, and we got to get her some help.
I know that's right. I feel you.
You know what? Keep your friends close and keep your enemies closer, and if they hate on you, add them as a friend. You know, what else can you do? Who cares?
That's real.
Yeah.
That is.
Honestly,
and you better than that, Patty.
You are the joint.
You are the best. You are talented.
Thank
you.
You
are sexy. May I add, yes, sexy. Miss P said it. Sexy, articulate, motivated, creative. A public figure in your own right. You're doing your thing, and that's just
Thank
it. So you
so
keep
much.
Doing what you're doing. In tune, and Freddie Mormons love you to death, girl. And we will be talking to you this Saturday so you can do that poem for us, okay?
Okay, definitely.
All
and
right, you have a good
too.
Night.
Keep up the good work, and congratulations on the show.
Thanks,
it's going to continue to grow. I can see
Thank
it already.
Thank you so much.
It's going to continue. All right, guys, and I'll talk to you on Saturday.
Yes.
All right, baby.
Bye.
Right, bye, guys.
She's sweet.
She's awesome.
I know. She's
an awesome woman. She's really
Love
awesome
her.
To me. I really, really admire her. I do. You know,
and it is
it's just
true,
so
though,
real.
You know, people are going to give you negative feedback on everything you do. And just the fact that she has, like the willpower to keep it going and post videos no matter what and keep it going no matter what. You know, that's what it's all about. And it does get hard, and it has to get hard. It has to get hard after a while listening to people. I mean, you bitch at you all the time about what you're doing and criticize every single thing that you're doing. But, you know, she's got a talent, so she's got to stick with it.
Right. And then just to reiterate on that, Freddie, real quick, and then we'll leave that alone, is that everybody is going to talk. And if you in this life, we are all of age, and we all know at this point that people are going to say what people are going to say, but we have to try our damnedest not to let that affect what we got to do in our life. Because in my mind, a lot of the failure that's going on in this world is due to people's worries or, you know, about what the next person is going to think or feel or say about what they want to do in their life. And that's what's holding them back in their life from living. So stop worrying about what the neighbor next door said or what the guy around the corner, your mama, your papa, your sister, your brother, whoever. They don't matter. Everyone is born an individual because God gave them that individuality to be themselves. Not worry about what others have to say. Make your own bed, lay in it. If you freaking fall, pick yourself up and dust it off and keep it moving. Because as long as I have air in my lungs, P gonna do what she gotta do, and it doesn't really matter what anyone has to say or feel about it. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Live
you know,
life.
I've gotten a lot of slack too, and it's just I always say, you know, I have to wake up with myself every single morning. Once you start waking up with my body every single morning, then you can tell me what to do. Until then, like, you do not get to tell me what to do. I wake up
exactly.
in my body every morning. I make decisions for myself every single day. Until you do that for me, you don't get to tell me what to do.
Right, Lady C?
And you're not going to have any control over it. So go ahead, Lady C. I'm sorry.
And I agree with Freddie. If you're not paying my bills, anything negative you got to say is just a reflection of your life. Like, you're not happy with your life, so you have to point negatives out of other people's lives instead of saying, wow, that was great. You got to say, oh, well, this didn't look right, or this. It's sad that people can be so miserable with their own lives and not see the beauty in other things.
Right. But listen, if anybody want to pay our bills, though, we're open, and you can hit us up at theintoshow@gmail.com. You can send emails there for Freddie, too, and I'll make sure he gets
awesome,
them.
Yeah.
Definitely looking for people. No, I'm just
send your tractor. I'm sure she'll give them to me.
Or you can pen pal us, too, our account number.
You can pay pal us. We're going to add a donations button to the Intune site, so you can definitely donate to us. And we'll just divide the money
exactly
up in three. So, you know, that's a check
right off.
Exactly. Everybody, anything. If you get medication, you know, buy gas, save the receipts, because I want half of your income tax back, too. So, you know, it's just like that. So, you know, I commend Patty, like Freddie said, and, you know, keep doing what you do, girl, because, you know, nobody do it like Patty do it. That's just the bottom line of that. And, Freddie, again, we have to tell you, and just to see it from both of us instead of one of us writing it and including the other person,
yes,
we love you to death and cannot feel more love from anyone that we have never met than you. You and it's like God sent. Isn't that weird? But it's like God
sent.
It is
very random.
But it's true.
It's very random, and, like, weird. But, you know, people connect for certain reasons, and it might have been just a random website like Blog Talk Radio that is just that. I mean, it connects people, and it's like a great socializing thing. And I was lucky enough to run across two girls, and I've loved you since day one, right back at you, and you know that. So, I mean, you guys don't have
sandwich.
You know, I love to hear you can say it as much as you want to, but yeah, you know how I feel about you, and I know how you feel about me, and I love you, girls. So it's not a problem. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Yes, I'm glad you're here. I mean, it's a highlight to
like
us.
Three's
no,
Company,
exactly.
Right? That's
right.
Our theme song.
We cloned ourselves. Now we all triples.
We
you know, we all have each other. We share in ribs and organs of each other's and made ourselves one, okay? That's how it is. So
I can't wait to
guys,
get to New York. I can't wait to get to New York, girls. I'm telling you. You just wait.
No, I'm waiting with Bell's on. I'm going to have the Chester Cheese Cats mount while waiting. I'm telling you. I'm going to have on my dancing shoes the day you come because I'm a tap dancer.
Me too.
Okay. So for all the listeners again and for the new listeners that's listening in, you can reach Lady C and I, Miss P, and also Freddie Lawrence on our Intune page, and it's HTTP. At ntuned.webs with an S, so that's webs.com. We also, you can Facebook us at the Intune Show. You can Facebook Freddie under Freddie Lawrence. You can face Lady C under Lady Carrero, the Intune Show, and Miss P under Precious Owens. So we're also on MySpace under the Intune Show, and you can follow us on Twitter on the Intune Show. So just, you know, if you know anyone that's interested in interviewing with us, or basically have any talents and skills that you want to share with the world, hit us up. Let us know. We're more than willing. We love the kids. If it's a child, if it's your grandma, if it's a whoever, if it's your cat or your dog, you can hit us up about that as well. We love you all, and we appreciate the support. And we look forward to hearing from y'all on Valentine's Day weekend, because on that show, we want y'all to give us a call and then tell us what you want for Valentine's Day and give out a shout-out. Anything you want to conclude real quick, Lady C?
It's speechless. Everything was said. I don't want to keep anybody waiting to go to sleep or to eat, or I'm hungry too myself. But I'm glad.
All right, guys.
Is,
it was a
trio.
Great show. Thank you, Lady C. Thank you, Freddie Lawrence, again. And stay in tune for better. And we will definitely see each other on Saturday, guys, at 6 p.m. sharp.
Absolutely.
Party time, Saturday.
It's already busted out, and I got myself a piece of pizza. I love you.
All right, love you guys.
Bye.
So see you later.
Bye.
Bye.